Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focused on managing time, reaching goals, and keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. It's Friday, and we're concluding our discussion on over-communication. What we know is that the world has changed, and people have short attention spans. We've become a world of Twitter, we've become a world of sound bites, and we've become a world where people just don't have the bandwidth to take in big chunks of information. And so when you're communicating to people, it's important that you think from the listener's point of view. Who is your audience, and how can you deliver the most effective message to that audience? So the example we used on Tuesday was around the CEO or a head of a company. And if you're dealing with heads of companies, you have to think from their perspective. They don't need the minutia. What they need is the big picture. They need a viewpoint from 30,000 feet, not from 10 feet. So what you want to do is you want to use your communication to address that. Make sure you're speaking their language and you're giving them what they need. So then you become a valued resource to that person. It's not about creating experts always. It's more about giving them what they need and no more. And that's really where we want to focus. And when we talk about managing the over-communicator, that person that talks too much or sends unwieldy emails, change their mode. If every conversation is turning into an hour-long dialogue, start text messaging. If they're sending you unwieldy emails, send them very short responses. Hopefully they'll get the idea. But the key is you have to manage this stuff and set your time frame, do it up front, stick to it. And the other suggestion is if you know you're going into a meeting with somebody and the meetings usually take a long time, set the stage ahead of time. Tell them how much time you have and come prepared with an agenda and check off your items one by one. And if you get off that agenda, bring yourself back and bring the meeting back to that agenda. If it's a written communication like an email, think about a quick overview followed by bullet points and close it with next steps or what it is that you need done. Clear, concise, to the point, without wasting any words. If you're not listening to the 90-Second Navigator on a daily basis, subscribe on iTunes or on Stitcher. It's always good to have a coach to keep you moving towards your desires. And I just ask you for that opportunity. I would love to be that person for you. And all it means is getting here. Commit to a couple minutes a day and just calm. And before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me on Monday for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. But for this weekend, I want you to think about your communication, think about how you can streamline what you're doing, and think about how you can manage the people around you that are over-communicators.